Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Mr. Bubble Bubble Bath. I have never used it, but I am tired of it. I have seen far too much of Mr. Bubble. That's because I remember one summer job I had a long time ago. I was working in a factory, and my job was to put the little squeezy bath toy thing that looked like Mr. Bubble on the top of the bubble bath container. Over and over and over again. Every day, that was my job. It wasn't hard work, but it was tedious. And honestly, I just didn't care. I was a poor student at the time, and I was only in it for the money. And I bet you've had jobs like that too. Right? Everybody has. We could all tell stories about horrible summer jobs we've had. Or maybe for you it was a little longer than one summer. And even if you're not in that job anymore, you still recognize that look on other people's faces. It's that look that says, I don't really want to be here. You see it when you go through the drive-thru window. You see it when you're at the store and you ask someone for help and they don't know where that thing is either. You hear it in the voice of the customer service representative on the phone. It is that universal attitude of, I don't know, I just work here. In today's gospel reading, when Jesus talks about the sheep and shepherds, he calls these people the hired hands. The hired hands are put in charge of the sheep because, well, that's their job. That's what they get paid to do. But honestly, they don't really care. They have no emotional investment in the sheep. So it makes no difference to them whether the sheep live or die, so long as they still get paid. If they can figure out a way to slack off while they're on the clock, they'll do it. They'll sit there and play on their phones and let the sheep run around like crazy. They just don't care. All they care about is the money. And because of that, the hired hands will quit as soon as things get hard. If the task becomes too challenging or it stresses them out at all, they're out of there. They think, this is not what I signed up for. As Jesus said, the hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. Today, maybe that happens at work, or in a volunteer group, or sadly, sometimes even in families. Some people leave because things get too hard for them. Things aren't going the way they want, and so they just give up. They're not getting their metaphorical paycheck, and so they see no reason to hang around. But even though they leave, they don't quite realize there are going to be challenges in every place. So maybe they keep moving from one place to another, never quite finding what they're looking for. As that old proverb says, the grass may be greener on the other side, but it's also astroturf. The hired hands wander from one thing to another in life, lacking any sense of passion or excitement or direction. Basically, if they could figure out a way to get paid for staying in bed all day, they would do it. On the other side of the spectrum, there are people who care a great deal about what they do, and they want others to care about it too. These are the people who look forward to going to work each day. They enjoy volunteering. They're leaders in their families, These are people who can't wait to get out of bed because they've got a take charge attitude. They seem strong and confident. And they're the ones we typically think of as leaders. Maybe that's you. Maybe your alarm goes off in the morning and you jump right out of bed, ready to tackle whatever comes your way. You never hit that snooze button. But, of course, this end of the spectrum can go to a dangerous extreme. There are some people who seem strong and confident and passionate, and they want a bunch of people to listen to them and follow them, but they end up taking their followers down a dangerous path. In other words, just because someone is passionate for a cause, that doesn't mean the cause is worth supporting. Just because somebody talks a lot, that doesn't mean they're worth listening to. Just because somebody has a bunch of followers, that doesn't mean they're worth following. History is full of examples of people like this. People who were very influential and gained a following, but then they did horrible things, both to their followers and to the world at large. Yes, they were passionately invested in what they did, but what they did was tragic. They were in it only for themselves and didn't care who they stepped on to get there. Well, Jesus knew about these people too. He called them the wolves. These are people who say they care about you, but their real desire is to tear you apart. They might pretend to be kind and loving, but they've really got their own agenda. They're sometimes even called wolves in sheep's clothing. They cause division, rip apart relationships, and break hearts. Unlike the hired hands, who simply don't care about the sheep at all, the wolves are there to kill the sheep, saying that it's in the sheep's best interest. The wolf looks like a leader, but is really a predator. The wolves are, and I don't use this word lightly, evil. So those are the two ends of the spectrum. On the one side, we got the hired hands, people who are simply apathetic about their responsibilities. They might be physically there, but they don't really want to be. They have emotionally and mentally checked out. They have that look that says, I'm just bored with life. And they just don't care about people at all. On the other side of the spectrum, there are the wolves. People who not only want to be where they are, but who also want to be the center of attention. These are leaders who are so power hungry that they drive themselves and their followers off a cliff. They are out there to kill the sheep because it gives them something to feast on. So in a sense, they don't care about the sheep either. Now hopefully you don't see yourself in either of these two groups. Even though we know about people in both extremes, I imagine you see yourself somewhere in the middle. Right? We do our jobs, and we care about people, but we don't want anything horrible to happen. We want people to succeed, but sometimes we feel kind of clueless about how to make that happen. We might be in leadership positions, say at work, or in that volunteer group, or even in your families. But we don't let those positions go to our heads. But since we are in the middle, sometimes we feel kind of stuck. We're supposed to be leaders, but we also don't really feel like we're in charge. I mean, there are too many things in life that are beyond our control. There are too many problems that we don't know how to handle. Too many things that remind us about how incompetent we really are. But when we turn to someone for help, We either get hired hands who don't care, or wolves who are too dangerous. So then what do? Well, we remember that we are sheep, and we look to the good shepherd. We look to Jesus. Jesus is not some apathetic hired hand who runs away when life gets hard. He is also not the wolf who wants to steal and kill and destroy. No, he is the one who actually cares for the sheep. So much so that he lays down his life for them. In other words, your problems might be overwhelming for you, but he can handle them. You might be worried and anxious about any number of things right now, but that feeling is just a way of saying that you're trying to handle stuff all on your own. You know the hired hands and the wolves aren't reliable, so you think you have to take care of the situation all by yourself. You think you have to fix it. But sometimes you can't fix it. Even so, the good shepherd can still handle it. I mean, not even death can stop the good shepherd. So he can certainly take care of whatever you're going through. But it's not always easy to trust him, is it? I think that's because he doesn't look like the typical leader. When we think of what a leader looks like, we might think of somebody who's got a big following. We might think of somebody in some fancy business suit. Or even somebody in a superhero cape who can leap tall problems in a single bound. But that's not what Jesus does. Yes, he had disciples, but he also had plenty of people who wanted him dead. He had no fancy suits. He wasn't some supermodel. Right? As the prophet Isaiah said about the suffering servant, he had no form or majesty that we should look at him. Nothing in his appearance that we should desire. And he didn't have a superhero cape. Nor did he eliminate all of the suffering in the world. But what he did have was love. For you and for all of the other sheep who desperately need his help. And his love led him to lay down his life for you. 5 times in these 8 verses here, Jesus talks about how he lays down his life for the sheep. But not in some passive doormat kind of way. Instead, in a way that says he will do anything to show his love for you. That's leadership. That is someone worth following. Right? There is no customer service agent who will die for you. There is no politician who will die for you. Even those in your life who love you dearly will not take on the sins of the world for you. There is only one good shepherd, Jesus. And he is stronger than even death. And so in those times when you feel abandoned by the hired hands, when you are afraid of the wolves in the world, when you feel completely incompetent in your own leadership, remember that it's okay to be a sheep because you belong to the good shepherd. He loves you, he dies for you, and he leads you like no one else will. His voice is the only one worth listening to. I might be tired of Mr. Bubble. but I will never tire of Jesus. In the name of the one who is our good shepherd, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.